Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If I were to ask some of you second career seminary students what you left behind before you arrived at the seminary, I know I would hear a number of stories. Some of you have been physicians, scientists, politicians, pilots, paratroopers, engineers, farmers, teachers, and service professionals in various fields. When I hear of such dedication, sacrifice, and even a financial and monetary commitment, it is marvelous to see how God graciously provides for His church by leading men of various backgrounds and various ages to study for the holy ministry. While these sacrifices were, indeed, great in many different aspects and affected the lives of many, imagine giving up everything you have as the poor widow in today's reading. Imagine giving up all your worldly possessions today and in faith saying, "All is yours, Lord. I am trusting you to care for my family and me and to provide all that we need." The context in which Jesus spoke the words of today's text was Tuesday of Holy Week. Immediately preceding this, Jesus had taught a large crowd about the Son of God in the Psalms. And then he severely criticized the hypocritical teachers of the law. He criticized their self-serving manners. They loved to show themselves off before others with their flamboyant clothing. They sought to sit in the best seats in the synagogues, and all along they greedily devoured the houses of poor widows, as we hear of in today's text. Because Jesus spoke these words to the scribes and to the Pharisees who wanted him dead, they now pressed him very hard on every side. After his teaching, Jesus sat down, probably to rest, and observed for a while people placing money into the temple treasury. In fact, some of this money from the treasury was to be set aside to help the poor and to help the destitute. Many who put money into this treasury were quite wealthy and placed large quantities into it. But it wasn't the gifts of quantity which stood out to Jesus. It was the one of quality. One woman caught the attention of our Lord, a woman who had very little. Not only was she poor, she was also a widow, without someone to provide for her. Her entire livelihood was held in one hand, and all she had were the two smallest coins in Jewish currency, each valued 1/8 of 1 cent. How did Jesus know that she was poor? Some might assume that Jesus knew her, or that one of the disciples told him about her. But our text gives no such indication. Instead, Jesus omnisciently knew her heart and her faith. He recognized that she trusted in God to take care of today without a thought of tomorrow. He knew she gave cheerfully, and through this act of worship, she exercises and demonstrates faith. Her faith was nurtured by hearing the word. Not only had she heard the teachings of the scribes and Pharisees, but the teachings of Jesus himself. In fact, the words of Jesus in Matthew 6 are personified in this faithful woman. So do not worry, saying, "What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear?" Your heavenly Father knows you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Although poor in the world's eyes, she is rich in the eyes of God. Although worldly wisdom cannot appreciate her gift, she bears fruit in beautiful actions of faith. She gave when it hurt. She gave in spite of her destitution. What can we say as ones preparing for the holy ministry, and as those in ministry, what can we take from today's text? This. It is the quality of the gift, not the quantity, that makes it more or less in the eyes of our Lord. Many people gave gifts of higher outward quantity, but they were not of the same inner quality. Jesus knows our hearts and our nature too. He knows that we are covetous in every way, just as the teachers of the law were. Even Luther states, "The love of money clings firmly to human nature to the very grave." We don't fear love and trust in God above all things. We are greedy by nature, but we try to outwardly display how selfless we are. While we may never copy the outward actions of this poor widow, or simply try to change our outward behavior, we as leaders within God's vineyard and future leaders may copy and emulate her faith. If faith in our heart and in our mind are right, then pure gifts and the size of those gifts will take care of themselves. That is what the first commandment is all about: loving God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Cantor Resch made this very plain yesterday when talking about the infant church sharing their gifts in the book of Acts. When free grace is racing in our veins, Christ is all and in all. Grace in the heart leads to acts of faith in life. What made this poor widow's mite so valuable was not the outward quantity of money, but the inward quality of her heart. She gave in quality because she received the best and most gracious word first. She had a life of faith because she was a receptacle of grace, God's grace. This morning we sang, "May God embrace us with his grace, pour blessings from his fountains, so that his saving acts we see." He does embrace us this morning with his grace, and we see his saving acts all around us. As you see the baptismal font, you see the eternal riches Christ has obtained for you. As you see crosses and crucifixes in the chapel, you see Christ give himself and his life for you. Jesus Christ gave the greatest gift of quality for us. Far greater than sincerely giving from the heart, as this poor widow did, Jesus willingly and openly gave up his entire life and was executed as a poor criminal in death for us. Jesus Christ became indebted with all of our sins on him to set us free from our sin. More than physically giving all silver or gold, as this woman did, the Son of Man gave something more holy and precious: his blood and innocent suffering and death on the cross. And tomorrow we will receive the fruits of that cross as we receive Christ's very body given and blood shed in and with the bread and wine. Tomorrow we will again be embraced by God's grace, and we will see his saving acts at this altar. Isn't it ironic that this account occurs in Holy Week? As this poor widow gives in quality all that she has, so our Lord Christ Jesus, in both quality and quantity, would soon give up all, his very life, for the life of the whole world. May God always embrace us with his grace, so that both inwardly and outwardly we may accomplish every good and perfect work to the glory of his name and the good of his kingdom. In Jesus' name, amen.